And God showed me, and this is something that for the longest time I didn't share, but I kind of feel like I'm supposed to now. God's like, don't make $100,000 a year your income goal. What if you gave away that much a year? And it totally raised my level of thinking. I was like, wow, how awesome would it be to be able to give away more money than I'm, you know, close to making now? And it allowed me to raise my level of thinking. Because you start thinking about it, there are hundreds of thousands of people that can give away six figures a year. Why can't we be that person?
Let's go!
You are listening to the Heathfluence Podcast. And we're having candid and actionable conversations about your health, relationships, business, and ministry. And now here's your host, the Second Chance Coach for Men, Michael David Huey.
Welcome to another session of the Heathfluence Podcast. Actually, it is actually a cold day here in Central Florida. And I know you're like, really? What's cold, Mike? Like, it's actually today, we had almost a 40-degree drop from yesterday. Which is, I mean, 20 degrees, we're okay. 10, but 40, like I woke up this morning to 35 degrees yesterday. When I woke up, it was 75 degrees. So it's a little cool. And, you know, my wife and I have been praying about people to have on the podcast, and we still have a list of people, but I felt like I really wanted to just seek God about some people to really finish the year with. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about, you know, I have a connection with a friend of mine that I just met from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I had him on, he'll be on our podcast this week, Dr. Brad. And today I had been following Billy a little bit just from a distance, which he didn't even know. I don't think he actually asked me, you know, why did I invite him? And I said, I've just been praying and looking for entrepreneurs whose business is their ministry. And I really saw that in Billy. I saw it on his page. I saw that he works with his family. I saw that he's allowed himself to create time freedom, which I like. We were just sharing before we started on here about, you know, the importance of time freedom. I had a friend of mine who was in ministry, started in ministry, Cody Jefferson. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago, about the transition. I'll probably ask Billy this, but I'll preface it as we go through this. But I told him I had my friend Tim Story on a couple weeks ago, and Tim is a pastor and an entrepreneur of a massive church in California. And I said, Tim, how do you balance ministry and entrepreneurship? And he said, 50-50. And I said, no, is it really 50-50? And he said, well, what is it? I said, it's 100-100. And he was like, wow. He goes, I'll never say 50-50 again. I'll always say 100-100. So I'm honored that Billy has taken his time today. And so Billy Sticker, he told me he's a youth pastor. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a marketer. He's built one of the largest social media ad agencies in the chiropractic profession. I was telling Billy that I work with a lot of chiropractor. My chiropractor and I go back to Clearwater one time a month to get seen by my chiropractor. We're really close friends. His name is Dr. John Huey, no relation. He's from Canada, so he spells his name H-U-Y instead of H-U-E-Y. But Billy has built a business that provides his family, and I just said this before, but time freedom, financial freedom, and location freedom, which I really relate with Billy now that I feel like I know him a little bit better by studying him and getting to just watch what he does and how he interacts with people. My wife and I, we now have location freedom. We just moved to the Central Florida area actually 10 months ago. And now Billy helps other kingdom-minded entrepreneurs to launch and scale ad agencies to do the same thing that he does. And I think that's great. As I was saying to him, I think that's ministry. So welcome to the Heathfluence Podcast. Hopefully my new friend, Billy Sticker. So Billy, welcome, brother. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for having me. I love what you're doing. Just being able to, you know, take the passion that God's given you and use that to help impact others. And I think it's fantastic. And I love the show.
Thank you. So tell me a little bit about Billy. Like, I was sharing this with Billy before, like I had this kind of structure that I did, and the Lord kind of rebuked me a little bit with structure. And I'm a big, don't get me wrong. I'm a massive believer in structure. I'm a massive believer in intentionality and focus and drive. And so I'm excited to get to know Billy better. So kind of tell me your journey, Billy, growing up and where you are now and things that you're doing now so people can get to know you a little bit better.
Absolutely. A lot of my story, people, they don't know. When I was seven, I was actually involved in a parental kidnapping. My mom took me and my younger brother and sister, and she was going through a divorce with my stepdad, and we ran, and we were gone for 3 months. We didn't know it because we were with mom, but if it would happen today, we'd be on Fox News or something, you know. But we were gone for months, and I ended up spending some time in foster care, and it was a crazy childhood. There's a lot of people had worse than me. So it's not, you know, it's not that it was a horrible childhood. It was just crazy. And finally got some more structure in my life. And really, when I got married, my wife and I dated in high school. She was a year older than me. She moved off and went to Bible school. And then my senior year, we ended up breaking up. And then I ended up moving to Kansas City and was a youth pastor up there for a while. And we both moved back to our hometown around the same time. Started dating again, and now we are on our 25th year of marriage.
Congratulations.
Three kids. Our oldest son is actually the youth pastor at his church, and he and his wife, they're expecting their first. They also help us in the business. So I do believe you can do ministry and, you know, in business at the same time. My oldest daughter, my only daughter is 18, and she is a freshman at Christ for the Nations up in Dallas. And then she's also going to Dallas Baptist University. She's co-enrolled between the two. And then we have a son that's 14 that still lives here at home. And he is actually homeschooled, and he works in the business with us. And he is actually one of the drummers at our church. Actually, nice. Both of my sons play drums at our church. They kind of rotate Sundays. But it's just been awesome. You know, seeing and I know I didn't get into a lot of the details, but the issues I had growing up, I never wanted that for my family. And now just looking and seeing that our kids are serving God and making a difference, we are definitely, definitely blessed. But that's a little bit of the story, not much of the business story, but as far as, you know.
That's good. No, that's good. I'm glad that you shared that. So I appreciate that because, and I like to edify men of God like yourself. And the Bible says, when you raise up your children in the way of God, when they depart from you, they won't forget what they learned. And it's obvious that your kids have really been able to learn and grow and evolve into, and it's great that you have your youngest one involved in business. And where did you say you were located at again, Billy?
We are now just north of Houston. We're kind of in the Woodlands area.
I know exactly where you are.
It's fantastic. We just relocated here this past summer. We wanted our daughter to be able to graduate high school from the school that she attended all her life. And it was very sad for her because her senior year was during COVID. So she didn't know her last day of school was her last day of school, because they thought we were going to be off for 2 weeks and then that was extended and, you know, so on and so forth. But the day she graduated, it was on a Friday, that weekend, the first couple that looked at our house offered us over asking. And so we were able to sell. And then we moved out here to be a little bit closer to my oldest son and daughter-in-law. We knew that they'd be starting to have kids before long. And this is just a fantastic area. And we already found a great church. It's actually the church that they're on staff at. So
what church did you tie into there?
It's called Vibrant.
Okay. I actually was living with a friend there several years ago, part of my journey and part of my story. And I'm very familiar with that area and that area. And I have friends of mine that are planting churches in Waller and some other places around the Houston area and some of that area. So it's a really strong foundation of Christian churches in that area and so in ministry. So Billy, tell me about the transition for you in business, like how Cairo Candy Marketing came about, how you focused on chiropractors and what that looked like in that journey was. Because I think that that's important when you think about transitioning from ministry and speaking and teaching and the things that you're doing. So tell me a little bit about that journey.
Sure. So, you know, I was in youth ministry, like I mentioned, in Kansas City, moved back to Texas. Then my wife and I mean, we were really plugged in a church even before we got married. And I was we both helped serve there, really large youth ministry. And we were involved in youth ministry total for about 13 years. But also I ended up, so we got married young. I had just turned 21. She was 22. I was working and she was going to college. And first I was working in the oil field and a friend of mine was selling mobile homes and doing extremely well. When I say extremely well, you know.
That's a good business. When that hit back probably when they were doing that, I know a lot of people that did that. That was very, very lucrative back then.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he was making, you know, five figures a month and I was traveling all the time for work. And he's like, look, you know, you should, you know, come to work here. Anyway, so I got into sales and that really also opened up my eyes to kind of this whole self-help, you know, industry. A friend of mine who pastors a church in St. Louis, we were talking one day and he's like, hey, here are a couple of books. He said, they're not Christian books, but there are some books that you need to read. One was How to Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive by Harvey McKay. Another one was How to Win Friends and Influence People. And then that just kind of just opened up this whole thing. And so I'm working, my wife's going to school, and I realized that anything you want to learn, there are books about it. You know, now there are, you know, videos about it, program. And so I began to build a library and just begin to study, worked in the mobile home industry for a few years. And then back where I'm from, there's a lot of coin companies, precious metals, rare coins, things like that. And one of the guys I went to church with owned one of these companies, and he was very successful. And so we were actually on staff at our church, but also worked, you know, for this coin company. And I really liked it. It was a great income. And I did that for a total for 17 years. But about, I don't know, 8 or so years into it, I ended up leaving and went to work for a chiropractor who had multiple locations and wanted somebody to come handle the marketing. Now, I had no college degree. I'd taken some seminary classes, but had no college. So what I did is put together my resume, and then I wrote this 11-page marketing plan. Now, it wasn't just paragraph after paragraph. It was more like an outline. And so I turned in my resume and this marketing plan and said, look, this is just to let you know how I think. Long story short, I ended up getting the job and fell in love with the profession, just the chiropractic profession. Most people think it's neck pain and back pain, but it really lined up with who I am as a believer. You know, God created our bodies to heal. He just doesn't need any interference.
100%.
And I would see just these miracles on these patients. And it was just phenomenal. So I really, really enjoyed that. I did that for a couple of years. Actually started a podcast in 2008 for chiropractors called Chiropractic Marketing University. It was the first podcast for chiropractors out there. I just didn't stick with it. So what happened is I ended up leaving working for the chiropractor and went to work for another coin company. A couple of guys that I'd helped train years ago had branched off, started their own company, and they wanted somebody to help. Went to work there. We've had this agreement that I would come in as a sales manager. And once we started writing, you know, a certain volume of business, I wanted to be partner. I didn't want them to just make me partner. I wanted to buy into the company. But we had an agreement. That's what we were going to do. So I was actually doing that. And then on the side, I was doing some consulting and some stuff for chiropractors. And, you know, I'd bring in a couple of grand from the internet, but I would lose it on the, you know, the brick and mortar side. So here I am managing this company. And then I got convicted where God's like, look, they have put you in a position to help manage this company and you're not focused on it. You know, you lose 2,000, they lose 20,000 or whatever it is. And so I just stopped, you know, a lot of the chiropractic stuff and really started focusing on the business, and I treated it like it was my own. And fast forward several years, and we surpassed the number that we talked about. And I approached them about what we had agreed to. And then they kept putting me off. And then I realized, you know what? I've been here 6 years and I don't think it's happened. You know, it's they're not going to let me be a partner now. And so Pat Flynn, I don't know if you know Pat Flynn.
Yeah.
Back in 2008, we were both going through a program. Are you familiar with Internet Business Mastery?
Mm-hmm.
It was back in the day, that was like the internet marketing podcast.
Yep.
And I was actually I was interviewed on their show before, but I was one of their students, and I knew Pat Flynn was also. Well, That was back in 08. So here we are now, let's say 2014, and I'm kind of frustrated at work, making a great living, you know, providing just, you know, just a great life for my family, but I just wasn't happy. And I would hear his name come up here and there. And one day I was like, well, I know him, you know. One day I got online, went to his website, and it was in about this time of the year. You know, it was toward end of November, December of 2014. And he posts his income. And I clicked on it, it was saying like $85,000. I thought that was for the year. No, that was for November. Yeah. And I remember thinking, what? You know, I know this guy. And it really just opened my eyes of just the bigger opportunity that's out there. And I started praying about it. I was like, you know what? I want to start a podcast. I'd written a book on leadership. We were involved in youth ministry for a long time. You know, I knew the chiropractic profession. And I started praying about it. I was like, you know what, God? I'm going to start a podcast and just see where it goes. I need direction on which angle. Like, what should I do? Should I do one about youth ministry? Should I do one about leadership or what? And I felt the Holy Spirit say, what have you enjoyed the most? And I really liked chiropractic. And I felt I would also be able to make a big impact. Because not all chiropractors are good business, you know, people. They may be great at adjustments, but not great at running a business and marketing. And so I decided to do that. So in 2015, we relaunched the podcast and called it Chiro Candy, kind of rebranded it. 6 months later, I quit my job. We were still struggling. You know, it took a pay cut, but we knew we were where God wanted us. And we just remained faithful. And then the business grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. And, you know, now we have a business that does, you know, well over 7 figures a year. We'll be over 2 figures next year. $2 million next year. It has been fantastic. It's allowed us to live that lifestyle that we always wanted. But the ministry, I mean, we have some friends that, you know, I have a friend that recently launched a church. And God put a number on our heart that we needed to be, you know, faithful about. And I'm not sharing this to pat myself on the back. I'm sharing this.
I love it.
Because I think this is what this podcast is also about.
It is.
The purpose of money is ministry. You know, you can have a business, you can do great things, but you've got to be able to give back. And this was kind of life-changing for him, not because of what, because of our obedience in starting our business, our obedience in giving what we're supposed to be, you know, to this church, and then even other ministries and missions. It's just been great. So being in sales, I'm going to back up a little bit. I remember was selling coins and making $50,000, $60,000 a year and was going through a goal setting program, right? So what are the goals you want in 5 years and all this stuff or whatever? So I'm doing all this stuff. And for income, you know, if you're $50,000, $60,000 a year, what's the next level? It's $100,000, right? So I remember writing down $100,000 a year, listed out some other things, and then I was praying about it. And God showed me, and this is something that for the longest time I didn't share, but I kind of feel like I'm supposed to now. God's like, don't make $100,000 a year your income goal. What if you gave away that much a year? And it totally raised my level of thinking. I was like, wow, how awesome would it be to be able to give away more money than I'm, you know, close to making now? And it allowed me to raise my level of thinking. Because you start thinking about it, there are hundreds of thousands of people that can give away 6 figures a year. Why can't we be that person? And so we just continue just to be faithful in that. And I think God has continued to give us knowledge and wisdom and favor that has allowed us to grow the business in such a way because we've also been faithful. And he knows we're going to be faithful, you know, in that.
Of that. And that's great, because that's my wife and I, you know, even when we push through, you know, my friend Jim Baker, he teaches biblical stewardship, and he's now given all of his salary back to his church. He sold off one of his pet campuses. He does one, and his church is big. It's in Ohio. I had him on my podcast at the very beginning, and we're coming up on close to 50 episodes. We started last at the beginning of the year, and it's just been incredible. Like, we've really just had some amazing people on there. And I said this, you you know, my wife and I, we would love to give the 80% away and live off of the 20%. And when, whether it's 50 or whatever the number is, I mean, we want to make a plan, like you said, and give, you know, I want to be able, when my pastor says I need $10,000 for Honduras mission trip, I want to say, I'll give you the $10,000.
Absolutely.
Which I've already seen it happening. I have a spirit of giving too, Billy. So I want to commend you that
I, you know, my wife and I used to do this when we were dating, Billy. We dated for like a year, 2 years before we got married. And when we would get our income tax back, we would look, because we never knew. We gave our 10%, but then we gave on top of that, and we would never know. And 1 year between the both of us, not making, you know, making six figures, her making 60. So, you know, maybe combined total 180, 200,000 in income. And we were giving 50,000 to the kingdom, right? Which is massive, 20, almost 30%, sure. Right? And so God, I believe in the midst of decisions that I made that allowed us to go through some of the heartaches and some of the things that we went through, it's also allowed me to know that God said, if I'm faithful with a little, they'll entrust me with more. So thank you for sharing that. I was really encouraged by what you said. And if you're listening, hopefully you were encouraged by that, because it allows you to see the humility. And if you're watching or listening, if you're not, if we're launching this on YouTube at the beginning of the year, I was just telling Billy that I'm going to be having her on my podcast in January, but I'm launching a massive YouTube campaign with my friend Liz Germain, and it just she gave her course away for a deal yesterday and today, and she texted me and she said, "Hey, you've been wanting to get my course. You should probably look at this." And I was like, "Oh, you're going to give away for that much? I'm in, right?" And so I was telling Billy that you if you're not, John Maxwell says, if you're not learning and you're not growing, then you're dying, right? And so I think that's being, so it says you've done some, you've written a book. So why don't you tell me about your encouragement from writing and reading and some of the things that you're doing to encourage yourself in that, in the book that you wrote, and some of the things that you're doing with, because I know I saw pictures of you and your son together. So obviously you work hand in hand with him. Tell me a little bit about that relationship and how that works.
Yeah. So whenever we first started the agency, we probably had 40 or 50 clients, and I was kind of wearing all the hats. I was doing everything myself. And he was in Bible school, and he would come in because his wife actually lived in our town, or his, at the time, his, you know, girlfriend. But he was always driving 5 hours from Dallas back to where we lived on the weekends. But I remember he was home for Christmas, and I was kind of in the weeds. I mean, I had so many clients, I needed help. And I reached out to him. I was like, look, he was actually over at her house. I sent him a text message. I was like, I will pay you X amount of money if you come help me set up these campaigns. His response was, I'll be right there. So he comes, and
I got to go.
Yeah. So I'd already done some training for chiropractors on how to, you know, how to do ads on Facebook. So basically I said, look, watch this, and then this is what I need you to do. And so he started helping. And it wasn't long before I realized he's really good. So some of our staff, they're great at following steps, right? Step one, step two, step three. Well, he's great at saying, okay, hang on. The reason we're doing this is because we're trying to get this result. What if we try step three, step two, step one? Like, he just thinks outside of the box.
Yeah,
and he's very, very good, very creative. And, you know, I've been a part of churches and businesses where when people start to rise up, they push you down, right? They don't want to have people reach their potential because they look at it as a threat, whether it's in business or ministry.
100%.
And to me, I want a whole company full of people better than me. I am all about it. And so I started giving him more responsibility. And now the way we run the business is all of our staff, he kind of manages the staff. So he doesn't really, he has a couple of accounts he manages, but all of the staff, every week they have to do a one-on-one with him to go over their accounts, and he's always teaching. He's just very, very creative. But because of that, he gets paid well, and it's not because he's our son. It's, we set up a pay plan at the very beginning, and he helps grow the business, we help grow his income. But it's been, you know, it's just been great. So it's nice having him in the business. I'd written a couple of books before, but we just published one called Tribe of Patients. One of our big strategies is what we call the perfect patient tribe turbine. And it's something, I won't get into the details, but it's just this formula that we use with our clients to get better results. So we kind of wrote a book based around that. And I wrote the majority of it, but there are several chapters that he actually went in and wrote. I wanted it to be, you know, his too. So that's been great. One of the things we did before we started doing Facebook ads is we would help chiropractors write books. I put together a course on how to write a book. And at first we were just selling the course. And then I realized some people would buy the course and then never write a book. So I reached out to them, kind of finding out what's going on. And I'm like, look, it's a great program. I just don't have the time. So that started us, you know, trying to find a need and meet it. You know, business is solving problems. So if that's a problem, they're obviously wanting to write a book. What if we do it for you? So we would sit down with them, come up with an outline, and then I hired a team to actually do the writing and editing and all that. So we were doing that stuff. So, I mean, I love books. Whenever we moved back in, you know, 5 or 6 months ago now, I gave away probably close to 1,000 books. I had so many books in my library. And some of them, I mean, I was proud of this. You know, you'd walk in our house and you just saw these bookcases. But a lot of the books I just didn't use anymore. And so I went through and picked out some of the books that I wanted to keep and started calling friends. Hey, I'm getting rid of these. Come pick out what you want. And then we got to the new house and I set up my bookcases in here. I have six bookcases in here. Put the books up and then the shelves looked bare. It's like, oh my goodness, I need more books. I will say this, I love to read. Like I mentioned earlier, if there's something you want to know, people have written about it. However, there's a time to stop reading and start doing.
Amen.
And the difference between knowledge and wisdom is action. So you can have all the knowledge, but if you don't put that into action, that's where the wisdom comes in. And so for a couple of years, I actually didn't read much because I knew what we were doing was working and I didn't want to get distracted, which was weird for me because I would read several books a month and I just like, you know what, this, whatever we're doing right now is working. We don't need any more strategies. We need to figure out, you know, how to do more of what we're doing.
That's good.
I read a couple of books on, you know, scaling the business, like specifically what I needed to know. I would read books on that, but used to any kind of business book, whatever, I would just read it.
That's awesome. Tell me about, so for those of you that are watching, you obviously are listening. I'm sorry. You can't see me and Billy. So you just listening and hearing whatever you're listening to, Apple, or on Spotify or Anchor, whatever. But Billy has what I know what they are. They're 2 Comma Club, award. Tell people about that. Tell people what that means I hired a kingdom minded coach recently. And he's been crushing it. I'm a big Russell Brunson fan. I saw some comments of you and Nicholas Bailey on one of his things and some things that you've said. I really kind of did a lot of things organically. And now that I'm using ClickFunnels and stuff, my business is exceedingly growing pretty quickly. And so talk about that. Talk about the joy and the success behind what it means to win one of those awards.
Yes. So what he's referring to is ClickFunnels. They offer these awards called 2 Comma Club. And it's just for developing a funnel that you're able to use that funnel to earn 2 commas, which is, you know, $1 million or more in business. And so we've been able to do that with a couple of different funnels. As a matter of fact, I have my third award should be on its way here in the next week or two. So everybody likes awards. Most people do. You know what I'm saying?
You know what their love language is.
There's a lot of stuff people do just to get that extra little pin to put on their chest. And so for me, I mean, it is, they're trophies, right? And I do like it. But it also represents the lives that have been impacted by what we do. You know, you look at the thousands of chiropractors we've been able to help, whether directly or through stuff we teach about. I've been able to travel and speak all over the U.S. I've spoken in London to a group of chiropractors, in Paris to a group of chiropractors, just teaching them what we do and, you know, how to grow a presence and grow an audience and grow your practice online. So it's making an impact for all of these doctors. And then look at all of the thousands and thousands of patients that it's helping also. You know, patients that are no longer taking medication, you know, for their back. There are all kinds of things. And it's all because we were faithful. God gave us a vision and we ran with it. And it's been able to impact, you know, all those people. So to me, it is something that I'm proud of, not in a a bad prideful way, but just to realize God gave us an idea. We took that idea and now it's impacting thousands and thousands of lives all over the world from an idea that we had.
Love that. I love that. And the reason I brought that up is because even if you didn't think it was really cool, but you obviously do, I think it's pretty cool. So my wife and I went, took a group of about six of our friends, and we went to Funnel Hacking Live in Nashville a couple years ago, and it was fun. And we had a lot of fun. We were with Nicholas and Amanda and some other people, and just a lot of my friends were there, and so it was really cool. We had a great time, and so I have a lot of respect for Russell from one idea that how he's changed an industry. I think Facebook is in some trouble. I mean, that's just my opinion. I think that the way they're doing things now, I mean, with ads, like it's funny. I saw you mentioned something on Nicholas's site, and Nicholas said to me, he says, Mike, I'm real sorry. I saw one of your posts. He's like, yeah, ads really sucked in November. But I think, you know, we were in the midst of an election. We were in the midst of a lot of, and Billy, I think it's really not a battle against anything. It's like you know, you said it. You said the difference between wisdom and knowledge is taking action. So for me, what I learned when I went through all that loss was, you know, a lot of people like last year, there's a my friend Cole Hatter has an event called Thrive. It's
sure.
You're familiar with Thrive? Yeah. Yeah. So they did it virtually this year, and it's the first year they had to do it virtually, obviously because of COVID. But my wife and I won the Monumental Business Award at Thrive last year in 2019, which was like literally, Billy, my wife looked up at the screen and she saw our picture and she said, honey, that's us. And I was like,
congratulations.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. And so through that, I'm a connector, Billy. So I built a lot of relationships that, like my friend, Eric Thomas, who's a motivational speaker known around the world. He's also a pastor. We text weekly and encourage each other. My friend Tim Story. And so I'm a connector. I believe that God has used me. And even during 2020, I'm super encouraged by people like you. And so thank you for sharing your heart. I'm really honored that people like you are constantly seeking the will of God. And Billy, this year, God told me to pump the brakes on his permissible will and put the gas pedal on his perfect will. And to me, brother, it seems like you've really figured out what that is. And so I'm grateful for that. So why don't you send us away with this? I want you to do two things before we leave. I want you to kind of tell us, give some wisdom as we finish up, some things that God's doing in your life and in your business and in your family's life, and then tell us how people can connect you, because I'm just going to say this publicly. I want to connect with you offline because I work with a ton of chiropractors. I believe in partnerships. I believe in, you know, I'm doing DNA testing. And I just had 25 inquiries today about affiliate programs. And I'm like, sure. If I can build multiple seven figures with affiliates, right? And so I'm anxious just to even do some connections with you, some friends of mine that are in the chiropractic business, because I've been praying for them, because they're always looking for somebody, and for you to be rooted and grounded in that. So send us maybe away with some wisdom, and then maybe at the end you can tell people how they can connect with you and get to know you a little bit better.
Sure. If you were in a job right now that you just don't like, right? You feel like there's more. That's one of the things that, you know, Mike's been able to do is find a passion, something that God's equipped him with that he can use to impact other people. And now he's got a great life and income from it. You know, the story about the widow in the Old Testament, she's in debt and they're going to come take her sons if she doesn't come up with this money. So she goes to Elisha. It's like, look, what do I do? You know, she goes to the prophet and he's like, well, what do you have? And she's like, I don't have anything. Well, she goes, I got a little bit of oil. And so he says, okay, go around, get as many containers as you can, start filling them up with oil. Then he says, sell the oil, pay off the debt and live on the rest. And it was just this miracle. But there are several things that God showed me in that. One is he always uses what you already have. So you already have something that can impact other people. What problem is it that you can help solve? And then number two, I used to have an issue with having nice things. It was mental for me. I had a pastor one tell me that I was too busy focused, or that I was too focused on money. And I walked away. I mean, this was my pastor. And I walked away from that. I was praying. I was like, God, that is not my heart. And the Holy Spirit showed me, he's like, look, you keep doing exactly what you're doing. You're not too focused on money. This is something I've called you to. That's just his filter. And yet I believe that if God is calling you to be an entrepreneur, to start a business, and you don't do that, it is just as disobedient as if he's called you to ministry and you don't pursue that. So, you know, find out what is it that you can solve. But in that story, the prophet says, look, go and sell it, pay off your debt, and live on the rest. And as long as you're doing what you need to be doing with the money, if you want a nice car and you can afford it, have a nice car. You know, you can have these nice things as long as you're doing what you need to be doing first with that. So, you know, there's a couple of key things there. But one of the things that I've been praying about, and, you know, we have this great business. My wife and I were actually sick with COVID, both of us, in the hospital back in the end of July and August for like 5 and 6 weeks apiece. And our business grew and we didn't do anything. Like, we weren't there. We were able to build this team. We travel. Well, we have been going to, we've been to Europe a couple of times, you know, before COVID. But we have this great lifestyle that God has been able to, you know, to allow. But we're very, very faithful in all these different things. And so I've been praying about, you know, God, what's next for me? I still work in the business or work on the business, but it doesn't take near as much time as what it used to. So I want to be a good steward of my time. Like, God, what else is there? And so I've thought about just doing, you know, something similar to what you're doing, just, you know, coaching people in general. But where I can make the biggest impact is coaching people who want to start an agency. You know, there are businesses out there that need help. And you don't even, the thing is now, you don't even have to know how to do Facebook ads. You don't even have to know how to do Google pay-per-click. There are companies that you can white label all this. You just go out and develop the relationships. You pay them to do all the work. There's just a lot of opportunities out there right now. And so I know for me, that's the biggest problem we can solve to get the biggest impact. So that's kind of what I'm, you know, focusing on now. But if anybody is interested in just hopping on a call, you can go to workwithbilly.com and my calendar's right there, and I'd be more than happy, you know, to hop on a phone call, or you can reach out to me on social media. I am more active on Facebook just because that's where my clients are. You want to fish where you're, you know, fish in the ponds where your fish are.
And yes, sir.
Most of my clients are chiropractors and they're all on Facebook. So that's where I'm the most active.
That's awesome. Well, Billy, thank you so much. I'll just say this. I'm gonna connect with Billy offline because I want to get to know Billy better. I want to see how God can use this in each other's lives because I work with a lot of COVID patients. My dad just went through it and recovered faster than any. The doctor is completely amazed. He didn't want to go to Ohio and he went anyway and got sick. It seems like every time he goes to Ohio, he gets sick. And he came back. I put him on some things while he was there, got better quick. Was only in the hospital for 3 days, which is, it's not the norm. And he was symptomatic. He started to lose his taste and his, you know, a lot of the stuff that goes with COVID. And so being a nutritionist and really focused on science, I'm a science guy. So I get the back part of all of that. So Billy, thank you for your heart. Thank you for sharing. Guys, if you're listening today, I pray that you would share this. If you know chiropractors, share this podcast with them. It will be on not this next following week, but the week after next. And you'll get that in the show notes and stuff. And I'll put all of Billy's information in there, but I'm going to share it with several of my chiropractor friends because I work with hundreds and hundreds of them. And so I'm excited to connect with Billy. And the only way that people get a chance to do this is if you do this, if you share this. And like Billy said, if you want to learn more, if you're there praying, the fruit from this podcast has been amazing. We're going to have somebody focus on driving traffic to it at the beginning of the year. But it's just the fruit from it has been amazing. People getting saved, families being reconnected. That's, you know, awesome. one family, the whole family got saved through just listening to it and getting on the phone with me. And so I'm grateful that I have the availability to have people like Billy on. And so, guys, if you're, as I said, I always say this when I end our podcast is you want to love God, love people, and live with purpose and passion. My wife says a lot of people say live with purpose, but you got to live with passion. And like what Billy said, the difference between wisdom and knowledge is taking action. Okay. And so, guys, thank you for listening to another session of the HeFluence podcast. God bless you. and I'll see you on the next episode.